This is Rachel Schaefer and Gene Godby speaking on April 6, 1981. And we're supposed to start a conversation. Go ahead, Gene, say something.
How are you going to get to CLS?
That's a good question. I don't know who's starting to make plans to do it.
Yeah, I heard that they're going to use some of the 201 money to rent a car, and we should all go in that. But you have to be willing to leave at the same time.
Well, sure, it worked last year, but I don't know who's going to go get the car. I know Rob rented one last year.
Yeah, that hasn't been done yet, except that the other thing is that most of us are teaching, and we don't have a way of letting people take over our class, and most people are doing phonology and morphology and around that time, and they don't, there's nobody that would be willing to take over, and there are no films you can show.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to cancel mine.
Both days? Isn't that...
Both days. I don't know if it's legal or not, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because the people that would stay behind would get stuck with teaching lots of sections, and so that's going to make a lot of people want to go.
I don't think that's too fair. No, I'd just cancel.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go to all those talks?
I'll go on some days, but I think that, like, Thursday and Friday, when we get there, there aren't too many interesting, so I'm going to go sightseeing. You want to go downtown Chicago with us?
Oh, I probably should stay, because there are a lot that are interesting for me.
Yeah.
Although that would sound like more fun, but...
Yeah, well, I'm going to take one day off to go back downtown.
I'm going to be a nervous wreck on Friday night.
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, there's no point in ruining your life for 15 minutes anyway.
That's very true. I'm going to try my hardest not to start getting nervous until Saturday during the day.
Well, I'm nervous right now, but...
Well, when I think about it, I don't get nervous yet. But I will,
Yeah, I'm worried because all the machines in the psych department are broke. I've got to get some more subjects for mine.
Are you going to really be in trouble if you don't get some more results?
No. I could just wing it, but Rob said that he wanted the number of subjects to be in double digits, so I'm not to that point yet. I could probably count a couple people twice.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that or not.
Yeah, my really good subjects who did just what I wanted, I could do that.
Yeah, the problem probably isn't in getting subjects, but in getting the machines fixed.
Yeah, because the timer doesn't work, and that's what you need. Or the other one, the light stays on too long, so it makes the task too easy. And that's not going to be good either.
And there aren't any other ones that you can use?
No, there are only two, but they said that there would be one more getting ready pretty soon. So maybe that'll take up some of the slack. I think the problem is that there's a psych meeting around then, too, and those people are giving papers, and they have to be done. It'll be the same weekend.
So you don't know what your chances are of getting the other two fixed,
no,
either.
But from what I saw of the schedule, I think they're still open in the morning for some more people. Like, you can sign up in the morning. So, are you going to stay and go to the party, too?
Oh, I expect. It's going to be right after I give my talk, practically.
Yeah, that's true. Right around dinner. I'll probably be hungry then. Did Nancy tell you about any of the people she knew? She told me to say hi to a bunch of people. She gave me a list.
Oh,
That'll be a good way of breaking ice.
Yeah, she mentioned one person. Yeah, we got a letter from her a couple of days ago, but not the rest of the list.
Oh, so do you usually just go up and talk to people you don't know? Or?
No, usually we don't. And last year, Rob introduced us to a couple of people, and that was nice. We got a tour of the phonetic facilities.
Oh, that would be nice. I would be interested in doing that.
Yeah. He introduced us to Dale Trebek, a couple other people.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that'll work for me, too. I want to meet Bill Darden. Maybe that guy Lance Rips, if he's around.
I'm sure Debbie would like to meet Yngwie.
Right, yeah.
Somebody else is into conversation in Chicago.
Yeah. I found out the other day that there's this article that might undermine everything that I'm doing.
Oh, no.
So that's not very promising either.
Where's the article located?
It was in Cognition, the last volume of Cognition.
And have you looked at it yet?
Yeah, I looked at it. And I'm not really sure what to make of it yet. I was a little devastated when I first saw it, and then I reread it, and I'm not sure now if it's a problem or not. We're still evaluating it.
Oh, that's awful.
I know.
Larry told me about an article on verbal irony in a recent book he just bought at Georgetown. I have to look at that. There's no way it could undermine my work. He could just duplicate it, and I'm hoping it doesn't do that.
Right, yeah. That would be really upsetting.
Very upsetting.
That's happened to John a couple of times. He wanted to do something in Mike's class on some topic, and he was just going to write a 10-page paper, and there ended up being a whole dissertation on it.
Mm.
He wasn't too happy about that.
Well, same thing happened to you, too.
Oh, right, with Greg. Yeah, I forgot
yeah,
about
well.
That.
Oh, I just heard... You were there when we heard Greg passed.
Yeah, Arnold said that he's just squeaked by.
Well, no, that's what Mike said, too. I'm sure they were kidding, though.
Yeah.
They must have been. I wonder if he passed with distinction.
Can you do that on your orals? Because I know you can on your exams, right?
I think it's actually the entire degree is given with distinction.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I believe. If anybody does, I'd expect it to be Greg.
I know. He's perfect. I wasn't supposed to read this, but in Mike's mailbox, I saw a letter of recommendation from Mike that was written for Greg, and it said that he was the best student he'd ever had in 15 years of teaching.
Oh, whoa. That's irresistible to read.
I know. I kept standing there pretending that I was cleaning out my mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Now this is going to be down for posterity.
Yeah, well, this tape better be confidential.
Yeah, aren't people going to hear this?
Selected excerpts, I assume.
Oh, right, that's true.
We should get off touchy subjects then so that Debbie can use more parts of the tape.
Okay, are you going to dress up when you...
When I get my paper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll wear a skirt and a blazer and try to look efficient.
Oh, that's a good idea. I don't know how you come across doing that, look comfortable and confident and stuff.
Yeah, well, if you're wearing dressier clothes, it makes up for certain nervous mannerisms a little bit more.
Yeah, if you have things with pockets that you can hide your hands in.
That'll make you look worse, I think.
Really? Because I never teach unless I'm wearing pockets.
Well, you should probably rest your hands on the podium by your paper, you know, as you turn pages over.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be nerve-wracking. I'm just going to be glad when the entire convention's over.
Yeah, me too. Then I can relax and finish this quarter.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this very much, but Bill said it was awful. He was standing there and William LaBeouf heard his paper.
Whoa.
He said his contribution was a drop in the linguistic bucket.
Who said that?
That's the way he put it. I mean, that's what Bill said about his own paper.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty funny.
He said that while he was giving it or after?
No, no. Can you imagine that? Just standing
no.
up there. This is going to be a drop in the linguistic bucket. But he said there was only 10 people there, so.
Oh, well, he had a situation very much like mine. Debbie had about 5 more people when she gave hers.
Because his was 8:30 in the morning.
Mine was around 9 or 9:30. Yeah, and Debbie's wasn't much later.
And at the CLS thing, there will be about 200 people there.
Yeah, and especially with mine, just before the grand finale.
Oh, yours is right before?
Right before the hour-long paper. Right before the party.
Who's giving the hour-long paper?
I don't remember.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm what do you call it, the warm-up group or something for a band concert.
Oh, right, the backup group.
Backup, yeah.
So they'll all be coming in. They'll probably look at our papers and see that they can have an extra hour for dinner.
Well, now that would be nice. I wouldn't mind that at all. Or else they'll get really interested and decide to come on over. Because I think mine's a pretty, pardon the term, sexy topic.
Yeah, that's true.
It's prime CLS material.
Yeah.
I just hope nobody gets up and says something about my work being the most absurd sociolinguistic study ever done or something like that.
Oh, they won't say anything like that. All you have to do if you're not sure is just do something that they're not going to understand.
Well, then if I get questions, I'm not very good at bullying my way through.
Yeah, I haven't heard too many people that are very good at that. But if you're doing something really formal, it's easier to get away with.
Well, maybe, provided that the audience doesn't know too much about what you're talking about. I think that lots of people, just about everybody, will be able to follow my paper.
Yeah.
It's not that technical.
Mine's pretty obscure.
Yeah.
The data's pretty simple to follow, but I'm pretty sure that people aren't that up on this stuff, because I found out that the psych department here isn't really, so...
Hmm. Well, yours is pure theory.
Yeah.
And mine isn't. I don't think I've got much... I've got a dollop of theory at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to spend about 3/4 of the introduction or whatever just talking about the theory.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a little paragraph at the end. I'll talk about what I did. That's all I'm going to have time for, I think.
Mine'll be vice versa.
That's just the way it goes. I figured, you know, if the paper doesn't turn out, since they loved my abstract, I can just read them my abstract.
Whoa.
Just do it really slowly, and then everyone would get it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be any big deal.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that I won't be able to get enough subjects. I think I'm going to have to send around a questionnaire later this week in class, maybe tomorrow even.
Mm-hmm.
And get money from the graduate school and get this thing rolling.
When are you planning on giving it for the department?
I think it's the 24th. It would be the Friday before or something.
Okay, mine's going to be the 17th.
Oh, there's no way I'd be... That's next week. There's
yeah.
no way I'd be able to do
yeah.
that. Not with the problems that I'm up against right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I wouldn't... I guess I'd rather do it a little bit earlier and get it over with. It forces me to get it ready, too.
Yeah. Well, I've got a rough draft of it, and I sort of know how the data's going to go, but it's mm-hmm. not completely ready. I know mm-hmm. everybody goes through this. I've seen lots of people that you would think are too famous to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Well, Nancy was telling me about people who... Well, everybody tells me about people who basically rewrite the paper the night before they give it.
Yeah, they'll go and write theirs.
Like, I can't do that. There's no way.
I would have to be really confident before I could do that.
Yeah.
And plus, there are people that give them from notes. They never do very well, but at least they're confident enough to do that.
Hmm.
How's your class this quarter?
They seem really nice. A lot of volunteers.
Yeah, that's what I have. I couldn't yeah. figure out if they were smart or not because they were laughing at all the wrong jokes. Like, whenever I would say something obscene, they would laugh really hard. You know, my little joke about the Spanish guy who gets on TV and says in his free time, he says that he fucks squirrels. Last quarter, I had that really smart class, and they didn't say anything about that, so I figured... It was beyond them, but it was probably beneath them.
Yeah, could be.
This class thought that was really funny.
Yeah, I don't know. My class might have a lot of very bright people in it. I have to worry about the grade point average more than ever now.
Oh, yeah. What did you have last quarter?
Last quarter
oh,
I taught
teach.
Was...
You didn't teach.